KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is The Business, and I'm Kim Masters. We're talking to Mary Roberts and Emma Schwartz, who executive produced and directed the documentary series Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. Their exposé explores years of behind-the-scenes conduct on Nickelodeon hit shows such as All That, Drake and Josh, and iCarly. The man at the center of this profitable universe was the very powerful writer-director Dan Schneider, who stands accused of abusive and inappropriate behavior. I wonder whether certain people were immune from the behavior. I think there's at least one person who says, "I didn't see anything wrong." Well, actually, I'm referring to Drake Bell. I believe he says he didn't see that kind of conduct coming from Dan. Am I right about that?
Well, I think what he talks about is that Dan was someone who was supportive of him during the time that he was going through the case. And I think, you know, keep in mind, people are layered. People who were on the cast may have had different experiences than people who were in the crew. And two things can be true at the same time.
Yes, that's true. Sometimes when reporting these stories, the word goes out that you're reporting a story and people get in touch with you. Did that happen for you guys?
That is still happening. And we're grateful for anyone who is desirous to share their story with us. It takes a lot to come forward. I think it takes a lot to come forward and speak with a journalist or a filmmaker off the record. It takes a lot of bravery to come forward and, you know, offer your account on camera. This project exists entirely because of the bravery of the contributors who decided to sit down and open up.
Well, yes. I think the most shocking thing is the Drake Bell experience, that not only was there a predator on set who he is now publicly accused, but this guy went to prison and then was hired at the Disney Channel. I can't recall right now whether you got something back from Disney, but the fact that that could happen and that there's nothing to prevent a convicted predator to be on set with children, that is obviously one of the mind-blowing things in your series.
Yeah, it's definitely was a striking fact to see that happened. And in fact, some of the motivation for some of the contributors was knowing that there's not a law that bars registered sexual offenders from being on sets. It's up to the studio or the network to do background checks themselves. And, you know, many feel that that is something unacceptable.
Part of what we're hearing right now in response to the film is a call for federal legislation that would protect children working on sets and in the entertainment industry. There's a shocking lack of federal legislation. Children working in entertainment in many ways have less protections than children who are working in other sectors. There's a patchwork of state laws. So certainly there are laws in California and New York that offer some protections, but no federal law. And as Emma mentioned, there's a sort of shocking lack of requirement around background checks specifically.
Yeah, that's an incredible story. Can you talk to me about approaching Drake? I mean, were you aware that he was the child through the grapevine? And how did you go about addressing it with him? So obviously, a maximum sensitivity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the course of talking to people, we came to quickly understand that in a very short period in 2003, two men had been arrested and convicted on charges of child sex abuse, Jason Handy and Brian Peck. And, you know, to me, this is incredibly striking because it's not like there was news coverage about that at the time, that it was two people on the same set. And it raised so many questions about how did this happen? Who knew and who was hurt? And, you know, in talking with people, you know, Hollywood is a small place. There were people who thought it was Drake. And it came to a point where I felt pretty confident that he was the victim. But you never kind of know where somebody is in dealing with their trauma. He'd never spoken publicly about it. So I wrote a letter and he responded and we began a back and forth. And, you know, he was very reluctant and uncertain, but you could tell that he was very much processing that trauma. He was at a place in his life, I think, where it was very raw and something that he was trying to sort of start to face head on. And, you know, over time we met and, you know, built a level of trust and, you know, he agreed to sit down for an interview, but you know, I think it's not sort of a linear path, right? You know, I don't think he walked out of the interview and said, this was like the best decision, everything's good. It was up and down and up and down. Was this the right decision? How are people going to receive me? And it's a journey that continues to today.
When you decided to do this series, was Maxine the company set up with Discovery?
I founded Maxine 2 years ago. We're part of Sony Pictures Television Nonfiction. We're committed to creating work that's powered by incredible journalism. but work that is captivating, compelling, enthralling narrative and reaches the widest possible audience. This project, Quiet On Set, is a perfect example of what we hope to make and to commit ourselves to producing. It was one of the first projects that we pitched and developed. It was, I believe, our first official commission. We now have multiple projects in production and that have been announced, but it is insanely, wildly special on so many different levels. And our partnership with Investigation Discovery is one of the aspects of this that has been so meaningful and purposeful. And it really feels as though they're the perfect partners for this endeavor. At the very onset, Jason Sarlanis, the president of Investigation Discovery, I believe knew how powerful this could be, just absolutely knew from the onset, supported us holistically, gave us the time and the space that we need to get it right, and continues to support us to this day.
Did the financing change as the project went forward? And in other words, you know, did you get a bigger budget as you started to get people on camera?
I love your inside industry questions. They're great.
Well, this show is called The Business, so that's what we're talking
right.
about.
Yeah, totally. We initially began with a 3-episode order, and then we realized that this was bigger than 3 episodes. And of course, now this is 5 episodes.
Yeah, it's not even done.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether you, I assume that you're still going. You did the extra episode, but I have this feeling that that's not where it ends.
We're committed to continuing this work. And, you know, clearly there's a real, I think, hunger for more. And there's an overwhelming sense that perhaps what we've shared is the tip of the iceberg. I don't know that to be the case, but we do hear that a lot from those who have watched the film. There's curiosity and hunger and a desire to continue to grapple with these issues and to learn as much as we possibly can.
Yes. And I saw that you were looking at going into social media, which is a very different kind of thing. But can you talk a little bit about how that would work? The impact of social media on kids, that is.
I think I saw a headline that was a little bit confusing. I think where that was coming from is that, you know, we were asked a little bit about sort of where there could be changes, where people are looking for changes across the industry. And I think that one of the areas in which you see a lot of sort of children's involvement in, you know, content creation or entertainment now that was different than, you know, 15, 20 years ago is in the realm of social media. And that is another area that is in fact much less regulated than even on sets. And so, you know, is there a way for that universe to learn from some of the lessons that are coming out of Quiet On Set?
Did you get threatened at all by Nickelodeon? I'm not talking about like a car driving you off the road. I mean, letters.
We offered Nickelodeon the chance to participate in the project. We sent them a list of questions and we've included their response in the project.
So I'm going to read the between the lines. I mean, I could paper my walls with the threat letters I've gotten, and they're always full of very strong language. But so far, knock wood, no lawsuits. So let me ask also about Drake. You know, Drake did get into trouble with the law. He had DUI, he was in a serious accident. And he did plead guilty. Drake had sent this minor inappropriate social media messages. He was 31, this child who I think was about 15. And he took this plea. And he said, I did it because, you know, to put it behind me. It's not something you'd explored much. I don't know if he made that a condition or if you just felt like it's not that. I just have to ask you what your attitude was to that piece of information.
There was nothing that was off limits in that way. It was more that our story was focused so much on the experiences of child actors on sets, right? At this period of time and what had happened over the course of these many years. You know, as you see sort of at the very end of the documentary, we come back to the former child actors and address some of the long shadows. But it is a sort of a small sort of closing part of the project and wasn't ultimately the focus of the story that we set out to tell.
Right. So what is next for you guys?
We are continuing this line of reporting. We're committed to pursuing more in the same vein and, you know, ready and interested to hear related accounts when folks are ready to share them. We have a number of exciting projects in the works at Maxine. Many of them are investigative in nature. Many of them are what you might sort of broadly characterize as pop culture investigations. Haven't been announced just yet, so can't share too much about it. But we're empowered and uplifted by the response to this project. And, you know, the very short of it is that we would love to create more of the same, you know, more of the same work that takes a rigorous journalistic practice and applies it to questions that emerge from pop culture, you know, more work that aims to sort of unearth revelations and is bolstered by, you know, robust reporting and robust sourcing.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to see what you come up with next. You certainly know what you're doing. Mary Robertson and Emma Schwartz, executive produced and directed Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. The docuseries is streaming now on Max. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kim.
And that's The Business. Joshua Farnham produced and edited today's program with help this week from Phil Richards, who mixed the show. You can stream The Business as well as other great KCRW shows on kcrw.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kim Masters. We'll see you next week on The Business.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.